Baby. Today, Bob Dada.
Apa nih? Jangan kisah Tiongko.
Today, Bob Dada is happy to see his companions who are from birth as well as those companions who are in service. Today, all of you are happy because it is the birthday of Bob Dada and his companions from birth. Today's birthday is very lovely and divine, most divine one, because no one else ever can have such a birthday. No one must have ever heard of before that the same day is the birthday of the father as well as of the children. This unique and lovely birthday is most elevated and worth diamonds, which you are celebrating today. along with that, all of you also have the awareness that this unique, lovely and alaukik birth birthday is so special that the father himself is celebrating the birthday of his children, the Supreme Soul is celebrating the birthday of his most elevated, highest children. In the world, people say only for namesake that God has created us. But they neither nor God, nor do they move along with that awareness that God has created them. But all of you say with experience that we are the children of the Supreme Soul, we are the children of Brahma. The Supreme Soul Himself celebrates our birthday. And we celebrate the birthday of God, the Supreme Soul. You have reached here from everywhere. Why? What is the reason? You have reached here to give greetings and to receive greetings. Thank you. the Bhaktada today is in particular congratulating his companions at birth or from birth, and also congratulating to those companions or to his companions in service, along with congratulations, greetings. Along with giving greetings, congratulations, Bhaktada is also showering precious jewels in the form of diamonds, pearls, of godly love. Do you know what these precious jewels are? You know them, don't you? Everyone knows about showering flowers, or maybe even golden flowers, showering golden flowers, that everyone knows. But here, Bhaktada is showering pearls, jewels, diamonds of godly love. Jewels of supreme love. Bhaktada is showering upon you, and not just once, but multi million times. He is congratulating you from the heart. All of you are also greeting Bhaktada from your heart, aren't you? Your greetings are also reaching Bhaktada. Therefore, today is the day to celebrate and to exchange greetings. what comes in your heart when you celebrate? What do you do at that time when you celebrate? You play a band, you know? You play a band. That is, you play drums. So, Bab Dada is listening to the drums of happiness all the children are beating. Devotees, bhagats, keep on invoking, but you children, get absorbed in the Father's love. Baba continues to give a sweet smile with a powerful drishti, because Baba just mentioned that you children get absorbed in Baba's love, and Baba is experiencing how children are absorbed in Baba's love, and Baba too is absorbed in the love of the children, which is very visible on Baba's face. And Baba continues, are you also able to hear the sound? Oh, sorry. Are you able to be absorbed in the Father's love? To be absorbed in the Father's love makes you become like the Father. It's rhyming words in Hindi. Samana means to be absorbed, and Saman Banna means to become like the Father. So, when you get absorbed in the Father's love, lost in the Father's love, you become like the Father.
But
Bap Dada cannot separate the children from him. Even the children do not wish to be separated however But sometimes when Maya plays its games, they, means the children, separate themselves or go astray, take aside. Bap Dada says, I am the support of you children. But children are mischievous, aren't they? Maya makes them mischievous, naughty. It's not that they are, but Maya makes them mischievous or naughty. And makes them stay away from the support. Even then, Bap Dada becomes their support and makes them come closer. Bab Dada asks all the children, what does each one need in life? What does each one need in life? Double foreigners, like two things very much. Double foreigners like two things very much. Double foreigners have a favorite word. Which one is it? The favorite word, two favorite words which double foreigners utter. And they are English words. Companion, someone is saying. What else? Company. Company and companion. Double foreigners like these two words, no? You like company, you like companion, don't you? So raise your hand if you like that. If you like company and companion, raise your hand. And what about those of Bharat? You like these two words? And all of them raise their hand. There are about 15,000 today sitting in the hall. Those sitting in the back and those sitting in the back raise their hand. You like these two words, companion and company. You like a companion and you like company. You cannot stay without company, and you also cannot stay without a companion. Isn't it like that? Teachers say, there's so many double foreign teachers sitting here. Jayanti Ben, Sudesh Ben, all are here, and they are nodding their head, yes. So, what have you received? Have you got a companion? Say yes. Hanji. Say Hanji or Naji. So everyone says Hanji. We have got a companion. Have you also got company? Okay, Hanji, everyone says. Did you ever get such a companion and such a company ever before in the whole Kalpa? No, everyone says, and what about, did you get such a companion and company in the last Kalpa? And they say, yes. It is such a companion who never goes away, however much mischievous you may become. But still, he continues to become your support. And then all the attainments of the heart, that is whatever the heart needs, all attainments with the heart are also fulfilled by him. Is there anything which you are lacking? Is there any attainment which you are lacking? What does your heart say? Does it say? So you say you have received all attainments. Are you saying it just because Baba is telling you, or is it because you feel that this is what you must say? Does your heart accept that you have all attainments? You sing these words, don't you? I have attained what I wanted to attain. Or do you still sing, I have still to attain what I wanted to attain? What do double foreigners say? Double foreigners are sitting in the front. Baba is telling them, you're sitting in the front. Say, Pa Liya. Raise your hand. If you say you have attained all that you wanted to attain, raise your hand. Have you already attained? Or are you still to attain? Already attained. It's not that you have to attain anything more, is it? Is there anything else to be attained? Is there something else, something little bit more to be attained? Do you still have little bit of desire, any desire, little bit too? No? All your desires have been fulfilled? Or are there still some desires left? Are there? Baba is asking. Teachers say, are there any desires still unattained, unfulfilled? On behalf of the double foreigners, you have to say, are there any desires still unfulfilled? And the teachers are saying, the Jayanti Ben, Moini Ben, Nirla Ben, Sudesh Ben, and they are saying, no, all the children. Baba is saying, no, some thing is still remaining. Bab Dada is saying. Chandra Ben is saying something to Baba. What is she saying? Oh, the one desire is left, Chandra Ben is saying, and that is to glorify Baba in the world. Yes, this is also still to be fulfilled. This is also Bab Dada's desire, Baba's desire too, that Baba be glorified in the world, because Baba wants that all the children should come to know that the Father has come. Because if they don't come to know, I mean, it shouldn't be that they should not come to know. This is a special desire of the Father, that everyone should come to know that the Father has come. Everyone should come to know that our constant our eternal Father has come. But this is because of love for the children. That's why Papa has this desire. So you also have this desire that Baba should be glorified because of your love for Baba. And also, do you have this desire that you should come on the stage and everyone should know you? Do you have this desire? No, that desire is fulfilled too, of coming on the stage and at least meeting Baba on the stage. Now, all of you are contented souls. Congratulations. So coming on the stage means here, coming on the stage to meet Bab Dada. Maybe this desire children have, and everyone is saying, no, we are contented. Why you are contented? Because all the children are very sensible. You understand. That according to the time, that type of form has to take place. This is why Baba is also in the bondage of the drama, isn't he? The children are satisfied and will always become jewels of contentment, and will always become jewels of contentment and continue to shine. Why? Because all of you say yourselves, I have achieved whatever I wanted to achieve. These are the words spoken by Brahma Baba, which he spoke at the beginning itself. They were the words of his experience, which he spoke at the beginning. And these are the same words of all the Brahmin children too. So Bab Dada is revising this to the children. Father's company. Father has made you experience all relationships with him. You also say it, don't you? That Baba is related to us in all ways, that is, all my relationships are with Baba. You say this, don't you? If all your relationships are with Baba, in spite of having all relationships with Baba, you do not make use of the relationship needed at a particular time. But if you keep experiencing all relationships with Baba and make use of those relationships from time to time in every act you perform, then Baba will be your constant companion and you will continue to experience his company all the time. And then your mind and intellect cannot be pulled towards other companions. any other companions. Bap Dada himself is offering to you that children have all relationships with me. I am related to you in all relationships. Then you should take the happiness of all relationships from Baba. Then use those relationships in your acts, in your actions too. When Bap Dada observes that some children at some time or the other feel lonely or slightly depressed, they experience loneliness or slight depression, at that time Bap Dada feels mercy. And then, and he thinks that these children have such a good company, but why are they not making use of that company? And then, you know what they say? They say, why? Bap Dada says, don't say why. Whenever this word comes, why, it is a negative word. The positive word is fly. Therefore, never say why. Remember the word fly. Thank you. Make Baba your companion and fly with him. You will enjoy it very much. Therefore, the whole day be in Baba's company and make use and make him your companion and use him in your task. Will you ever get such a companion again? Bapdada goes to the extent of saying that children, even if you get tired physically or mentally, at that time, your companion is ready to massage you both physically and mentally. In both ways, your companion is ready to massage you physically and mentally. He is also ever ready to entertain you as well. So he's ever ready to entertain you as well. When Baba is going up to that extent, then you will not have the need of wanting any other type of entertainment, limited entertainment. Do you know how to use Baba in this way? Or do you think, oh, Baba is so great, He is the biggest father, the biggest teacher, the greatest Sadguru. But he is related to you in all ways as well, in every way. Now, don't you give a gift to the one whose birthday you celebrate, or you don't give any gift? Do you give a gift to the one whose birthday you celebrate? Do you give gift in foreign countries? Yes, in Bharat also, yes. So you give a gift to the one whose birthday you celebrate. Therefore, well, if you have come to celebrate Baba's birthday, haven't you? It is, the name is Shivratri. It means it's a special birthday of Shiv Baba in particular, is it not? Haven't you come for that purpose? Say, Pandavas, have you come to celebrate Baba's birthday? And they raise their hand. Okay. What gift have you given to Baba on his birthday? Or you will just light the candle and cut the cake, that's all. Is this the only way you will celebrate? What gift did you give to Baba today? Or will you give it tomorrow? Because the real Shivratri is tomorrow, you know. So, it's the 4th of March. So Baba is saying, what gift have you given, or will you give it tomorrow? You may give a small gift or a big gift. It's up to you. But no, they do give gifts on birthdays, no? Daddy was telling Daddy, and Daddy is looking back to all the teachers sitting in the second row, the double foreign teachers. So what gift did you give to Baba? Are you thinking? And everyone laughs. Dadiji is also smiling. Or are you yet to give? Are you ready to give? To give him? Or will you give the gift you wish to give to Baba? And everyone is saying, Baba, whatever you say, we will give. Those sitting at the back, and they raise their hand to say, yes, Baba, whatever you will say, we will give that gift. You see, you'll have to keep a lot of courage. Do you have the courage? Do you have the courage? Those of Madhuban, the Madhuban Nivasis, do you have the courage? All the Madhuban Nivasis, raise your hand. Yes, Jamini sitting in the front. Do you have the courage? Then raise your hand. Wave at Baba. What about double foreigners? Do you have the courage? Raise your hand high. Wave at Baba. Yes, you raised your hand very well. Very good. Very good. Do the Shaktis have the courage? Bharatvasi Shaktis. Do you have the courage? Do all those of Bharat have the courage? Shaktis, Pandavas? Very good, very good. Congratulations for that. And Baba got that gift from you. At least this gift Baba got from you, of the courage you have kept. So should Baba tell you what gift he wants? Hope you won't say, Baba, I'll have to think about it. And everyone laughs. Don't use the word gaga, you know, I'll have to think about it, I'll try, I'll see. So in Hindi it's gaga, ga, you know, the last words, I'll try, I'll see, I'll think about it. So Baba says, Bab Dada noticed one thing in majority of the children. Baba is using the word majority. In minority it was not there, but in majority of the children Baba noticed that one thing. What did Bab Dada notice? Whenever a circumstance comes in front, then majority of the children express anger in three stages. In spite of not wanting to do that, but the anger emerges. But the anger is in three stages, Baba says. The anger comes in a big form. In some, it comes in the form of irritation. And the third number is oh, third number is irritation, and second number is, you know, trying to boss over someone, speaking with force. And the first one is big words of anger. So first is big form of anger. Second is trying to boss over or force something. And the third is slight irritation. It is as a form of anger, is it not? Though it is very slight. The first is the bigger form of anger. The second one is little less than that big form. And the third one is still less. And these days children use a very raw language. You know what they say after getting angry? They say, but what to do, Baba? The circumstance was such that I was made to get irritated. I had to use some force. I had to get angry. And therefore, Bab, Dada, wants this gift from you. Leave aside giving up anger, but even the slightest trace of it should not be in you. Why? Because you do a lot of disservice when you get angry. Anger is between two people. Anger cannot come when one is alone. It's between two people. And it's visible. Even if it comes in the mind for someone else, in the form of hatred for that one, so even if it's a trace of hatred, then to in the mind at that time, there is some force against that soul. Therefore, Bab Dada does not like that there should be disservice for this reason, that someone gets angry with someone else and then disservice is caused. Baba says, Baba does not like that disservice should be done for this, disservice happens because of this reason. Therefore, not even the slightest trace of anger should erupt in you. Just as you pay attention in conquering sex lust, observing purity, celibacy, you pay attention to that. Because you say sex lust is the greatest enemy, similarly anger is also a greatest enemy. Therefore, let there be good wishes, pure feelings, feelings of love. These feelings do not emerge. That's why anger comes. And then your mood goes off. And then you also try to remain away from that soul. You will not want to face that person. You will not want to talk to that person. And you will also try to ignore what he says. You will not allow him to move forward. This is noticed even by the outsiders. And then, though someone may say, oh, this one's health is not good today, this is why she or he is behaving like that. Otherwise, she's okay. Or he's okay. Now, can you give this gift to Baba on his birthday? Can you? Will you? Can you give this gift to Baba? Those who say that they will try, they raise their hands, those who say they will try. I mean, they're not promising, but they will try. You will try, is it? Somebody is raising their hand. Will you think that you will give, will you want to think whether to give this gift or not? Those who say they will think about it, they are not decided yet, they are not going to promise. They raise their hand or maybe stand up. If there is someone in the audience who says that he will try, he can't promise that he will give the gift of anger to Baba. And there is one soul standing up. One soul, one person I can see. Is there anyone? Stand up. Don't raise your hand, Baba won't be able to see. Stand up. Yes, one double foreigner standing up too. One. And also sat down. One got up. Who got up? Stand up again. Yes, someone got up. Yes, stand up. One. Yeah, Baba is happy that you're honest. Stand up. The one who says, I will try. 1, 2, 3. There's another one. 4, 5. Now gradually you're standing up. And everyone laughs. And some more standing up from behind. And Baba is saying, congratulations for speaking the truth. For being honest. Okay, those who say that they will try, Okay, how long do you want, do you need for then making a promise? When will you make a promise? How much time do you need? Never mind, it's good that you're going to try, but how much time you need to try? 1 month? 6 months? How many months do you need to try? Will you ultimately give up, or you have no aim of giving up anger? Those who said that they will try, do you have the aim? Okay, stand up again. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Stand up again. Don't get frightened. Don't be afraid. Yes, some double foreigners standing up also. Okay, very good. Very good. A few here, there. Yes, don't sit down. Okay, remain standing. Those who think that they will finally give up anger in 2-3 months after trying. Finally, they're giving the final date 2-3 months, and after that they will not have anger anymore. They sit down. Those who want 6 months for finally giving up anger, who want 6 months? They too sit down. Okay, they too sit down. And, okay, those who stood up and now are sitting down, your name has been noted that you will take 6 months to give up anger. Yes, try to reduce this duration. If you can do it before 6 months, it would be good. So don't forget that, because it is very, very necessary. Because this type of disservice is visible. Though you may not say in words, but your face reveals the anger that today this one's mood is not good. So those who have kept the courage, to all of them, Bhaktada is showering on them the gems of knowledge, love, happiness. Now you may clap, and everyone claps. In return for the gift you have given to Bap Dada, Bap Dada gives you a special gift. Whenever, even by mistake or in spite of not wanting to do it, even by mistake, if anger comes, yeah. At that time, say from the heart, sweet Baba, and at that time you will get extra help from Baba because you have kept the courage and you will continue to get this extra help. Just say, sweet Baba, don't say Baba alone, but say, sweet Baba, Meetha Baba, then you will definitely get Baba's help. Because you have kept the aim. And the qualifications will definitely come because of your aim. All those of Madhuban, raise your hand. Madhuban Nivasis, raise your hand. You also have to do the same, is it not? Say yes or no, yes. Hanji. Congratulations. Today Bab Dada will give only to all Madhuban Nivasis in particular. Because you work very hard. It's not because you are conquering anger, it's because you work very hard. Others you may think that because Madhuban Nivasis raised the hand, that's why Baba will give them toli. No, you work very hard. To satisfy everyone with your service. This is an example of Madhuban. This is why Baba will sweeten your mouth today. And all of you, sweeten your mouth by seeing them having their mouth sweetened. Baba is telling the others. You will be happy, you know, to see Madhuban Nivasi is getting toli. These days, what program are you making? Culture of Peace. So this also is a form of a sort of culture, is it not? This is the first number culture. This is the culture of Brahmin family. Bab Dada has observed that when Dadi gives gift to everyone, you know, there's one gift which Dadi gives, it's a bag. It's a bag, and there are some writings on that bag. Speak less, speak softly, speak sweetly. So today Bab Dada is giving you this gift. Baba is not giving you that bag, you know, gunny bag, like thick string bag, but Baba is giving you this blessing. May you speak less, speak softly, speak sweetly. each Brahmin's face as well as in his behavior, the culture of Brahmin family should be revealed. You will make a program, you will also give lectures. But the first and foremost thing to do is to bring that culture within you. It is necessary to bring that culture within yourself first. Each Brahmin should smile with everyone whilst coming in contact with each other. Not smile with some and not with the others. Not smile at some and not smile at others. No. Don't leave your culture by seeing some souls. Forget the past. Imbibe the new sanskar of Brahmin culture. Show that culture in your life. Reveal it through your actions. It's okay, is it not? Foreign teachers, the teachers of India, is it okay? Double foreigners, is it okay? Is it okay? Do you agree with it? This is very good. Double foreigners. Majority of the double foreigners are very good in saying Hanji. Yes, Baba. You accept very easily. It is good. In Bharat, it is a maryada, discipline, to say yes or to be obedient when any seniors, elders say something, they say yes. They are very obedient. So this is like a discipline here. And double foreigners also, when they say haji, it's a very good thing. Yes, when Maya comes, say naji. No, please, to Maya. But to souls, say Haji. Yes, please. To Maya, say Naji, Naji. No, please, no, please. Okay, did all of you celebrate the birthday? Did you give the gift? Did you take the gift too? Along with this gathering, there are many gatherings in different places all over. In some places the gatherings are small, in some there are big gatherings, and they are watching, they are listening to the Murli through internet. To them also, Bhagdada says, did all of you also give the gift to Baba on this day? And Baba can listen to you, he can hear you saying, yes Baba, we have given the gift. So wherever you are, in whichever part of the world, listening to Baba's murli through internet, Baba can hear your voice. Yes Baba, we have given the gift. This is the wonder of science. You are able to listen to Baba as if you are sitting face to face. The people of science do such hard work. They work very hard, don't they? The largest benefit should be to the Brahmins, should it not? Of the hard work the scientists are doing, the largest benefit of that should be to the Brahmins. Just as you know, from the time Sangam, your confluence age started, since from that time these facilities of science have kept on growing, kept on increasing. In Satyug, science will serve you in the form of you who will be deities there. But at Sangam Yug too, you are receiving the facilities of science. And these different facilities of science are enabling you to reveal the Father more and more. And they will become more and more helpful in a larger way as time goes in the future too. This is why those who are instruments of science, to those children too, Bhaktada congratulates them for their hard work. Bhaktada is congratulating the scientists for their hard work. Bhaktada also saw the lovely cards, very, very beautiful cards which the children have sent from foreign lands, from this land, cards, greeting cards, letters, and also love and remembrance through someone, through others, messages. Dada is giving Yad Pyar to them also, and also congratulating them multi-million times for this birthday. All the children are emerging in front of Bhagavata's eyes. All of you saw only the cards. The Bhagavata is also looking at them with his eyes. You know, many beautiful cards have been put on display on the stage. So Baba is saying that. Children have sent with great love and with that same love Bhagavata has accepted them. Many of them have written about their stage as well. So Bhagavata says, fly and make others fly. When you fly, all other things remain behind, remain below. And you will always be at the top with the highest on high Father in your highest on high stage. Continues to give drishti in order to fill strength in the children so that they may keep flying. And Baba again goes beyond in a second to teach the children how to do that. With Baba's lovely drishti, the whole atmosphere has become fully charged. Baba is teaching the children how to be detached in a second. Okay. Elevated Brahman souls in all four directions. Souls who constantly make Baba their companion and remain in his company all the time. Elevated souls who are equal to the Father, as they are always absorbed in the ocean of the virtues of the Father. Master ocean souls who are able to apply a thought in a second. And again, they're rhyming words. Dot is bindu and ocean is sindhu. So, Martadas, Yad Pyar, and lots and lots and lots of greetings. And everyone claps. Papa has greeted everyone and all the children applauded, responded to the greetings. Maybe the thought came in the children, why Baba is not saying Namaste? So Baba says, yes, Papa says Namaste to every child all the time, and today also Baba says Namaste, salutations. So the Murli is over and the stage is beautifully decorated with different colored flowers. As it is springtime now, the colorful flowers everywhere. And I can see from above, from the translation booth, how the stage is decorated with lovely flowers, colorful red, yellow, pink, blue, and whatnot, golden colored. And the education wing, raise your hand. Education wing, there are I think about over 100. Education wing, raise your hand, over 100 brothers and sisters of the education wing. Those of the education wing keep revealing this elevated education from time to time, and they should continue to do the same, because this education is such which makes a human being elevated, because the need is of such education which should make a human being elevated not only for one birth but for many births together, many lives together. The soul should not lack anything in today's education. Does make us educated. However, here Baba is using, I think, the word does make us literate. We are able to read and write. That's fine. Does make us literate, make us educated. But it does not enable anyone to make him get all attainments, even for one life. No student is given the guarantee that after the completion of his studies, what his future will be. But you can clarify to them. That through this education, what guarantee of attainments can be given to them, that also to live for one life, but for many, many lives. This is why tell the students of how to have the enthusiasm and courage, that is, make them enthusiastic and courageous. By telling them what type of education is taught here, I'm giving here. Tell them what they get in the present and what they can get in the future. You can clarify both the types of educations to them. And also make them realize how easy this education is. With less expense, there is no splendor through this education. So tell them these things, such things which will give them happiness and make them courageous. Okay, which the second group is of youth. Those from the youth group, raise your hand. Okay. Yes, you keep singing the song. What responsibilities the youth have. There's a song on this, isn't there? The youth have a special role to play in world transformation. Because today's government, as well as Almighty government, both have great expectations in the youth. Therefore, the youth can become a tower of transformation. Usually, whenever they start a big thing, they carry a torch in the front. So to you youth, make your face as well as your behavior be like a torch, so that everyone looks at you, as even if they don't want to, but they look at you. Wherever the youth have done service, there you should make the people there who are cooperative or in relationship to come closer and form a group. Let it be first your center, through your center, then let it be in the whole zone, and then bring that group to Abu, to Madhuban. Then the proof of your service will be revealed through that gathering. Is there any third group too? Yeah, Punjab zone is the Sevadhari group for this meeting. Over 1,000 Sevadharis of Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir are here, northern region. When you get a chance to do service, it teaches you to serve in an unlimited way. In the golden age, you will look after the kingdom. The practice of looking after something is to be inculcated here, is it not? Therefore, each zone is given a good chance of serving. Through service you satisfy the Brahmins, and when you satisfy someone, you accumulate their blessings. Did those of Punjab experience this? you are now getting more and more experience of taking care or taking a responsibility. This is taking care in an unlimited way. When you are taking care of a center, that is a limited way of taking a responsibility. You have to take the responsibility of an unlimited kingdom in the future. And therefore, the sanskars of that have to be increased here. Along with doing service, you also receive the training of running a kingdom. And you also come closer. Through service, coming closer is automatic. That is, you automatically come closer when you do service. A very good thing, and things will be even better and better in the future. You have done a good thing, haven't you? For teachers of Punjab zone, raise your hand. All teachers of Punjab zone, they are sitting on the chairs at the side. You like it, don't you? And all other sevadharis of Punjab zone, raise your hand. Sevadhari mothers of Punjab zone, raise your hand. There are about 1,000 Brahmins, Sevadharis from Punjab zone. Very good. Now what's to be done next? Baba, very obedient. Let's see what he has to say. Today, in this gathering, there is a very big group of double foreigners sitting. And many are sitting in the front also. They're sitting on the sides as well, on the left, on the right of Baba. You are double foreigners. Your name itself has the word double in it. Therefore, when you listen to the word double foreigner, immediately you are reminded of your original land, the original land of your home. Whenever anyone calls you a double foreigner, they also are reminded of the original home, and you also are remembering or remember that home. Bab Dada keeps majority of the double foreigners, especially in two things. One is that they are very honest, very honest. And also very courageous. Have kept the courage and they are moving forward and they'll continue to move forward with that courage. Closest jewel for Bab Dada is the one who is very clean and truthful at heart. The one who has a true heart, such a one is very close to Bab Dada. Then such children, even if they are very far away in distance, or however far away they may be in distance, in physical distance, but they are very close to the heart or in the heart of Bab Dada. Therefore, keep this speciality of yours in front of you and continue to increase the speciality. This is the easy method for coming close to Bab Dada. It is for everyone, even for those of Bharat, but double foreigners, a majority of them have this speciality. Continue to increase this speciality. And as you increase it more and more, you come closer and closer, and ultimately you will surely become like the Father. Isn't it like that? Teachers, see? Every day, all the time, every day, Bab Dada takes a round at Amrit Vela. Every day at Amrit Vela, Baba carries a bag full of jewels of blessings and goes on a round to meet the children. Therefore, double congratulations to the double foreigners for coming so close, for moving forward so well, and also for the birthday.